The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "The kingdom of heaven is like a net thrown into the sea, which collects fish of every kind. When it is full, they haul it ashore and sit down and put what is good into buckets. What is bad, they throw away. Thus it will be at the end of the age. The angels will go out and separate the wicked from the righteous and throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Do you understand all these things?" They answered, "Yes." And he replied, "Then every scribe who has been instructed in the kingdom of heaven is like the head of a household that brings from his storeroom both the new and the old." When Jesus finished these parables, he went away from there. The Gospel of the Lord. My brothers and sisters in Christ, like last Sunday, even today, our Lord Jesus Christ gives us the same parable. I hope you remember. Yes or no? Yes, you do. It's the same parable that Jesus gave us last Sunday to reflect on today. And I believe that this parable speaks to each one of us in a very profound way as we listen to the words of Jesus as he preaches using parables. Jesus uses the parable of the net, and he says that the kingdom of heaven is like a net that is thrown into the sea. It collects the good fish and the bad all together. And then it is pulled out of the waters. The good fish put into the bucket, and then the bad thrown away. And I believe that that's an invitation for all of us. And it shows us what the church is all about. That in the church, all of us, we are invited. The good and the bad, the young and the old, each of us, with our different backgrounds, we all come together because we want a relationship with our God, with Jesus. That's what he does. He extends an invitation to all of us. And that invitation doesn't discriminate, doesn't segregate. It's an open invitation. And when we get deeper into this parable, and then he says, the angels will separate the wicked from the righteous. After that invitation, each of us, we are invited to make a choice. And that choice is whether we choose the way of the kingdom of heaven or not. When we choose the way that leads to heaven, we choose the way of Jesus. And what does it mean to choose the way of Jesus? It means that he is the way, the truth, and life. We choose his life, and we all understand what his life is all about: to love God, to worship him, and even to praise him all the time, and even to invite our brothers and sisters to experience the same love of God. My brothers and sisters in Christ, this parable invites all of us to reflect on our life, our Christian life. And what we need to ask ourselves is, where am I on this journey of faith? Yes, an invitation has been extended to me. It has been extended to you. Do we pay attention to that invitation? And when we are invited, do we walk in the way of Jesus. All of us, our goal is to attain the kingdom of heaven, that we are reunited with all the saints in the kingdom of heaven. And that happens at the end of the age, at the judgment. But we need to start right now with baby steps, with our daily prayers, our reflection on the Word of God, to grow deeper in our understanding of Jesus, in our reception of the sacraments that the Church has given us, our love for one another as brothers and sisters. Those baby steps build our understanding of what it means to be in the kingdom of heaven. We pray for the grace in this Eucharistic celebration as we partake on Jesus in the Eucharist, that we ask him for the grace always to understand this invitation that has been sent to each one of us, inviting us to participate in the kingdom of heaven. It is an open invitation, but we need to respond. May our Blessed Mother also teach us what it means to be humble and respond to this invitation. Amen.